normal people. That's not happening.
Nope. Investigate. Without prejudice. And very critically.
And let's see what the situation is today. Check it out.
You're here tonight because I heard just the other day that this year has been a big increase. The last 6 months have been a lot more sightings than during the last past 8 to 9 years.
That's right. There's been many sightings here, and some of them in foreign countries as well as the United States.
Well, you've, the books, thousands and thousands of sightings, most of which read about the
pollution. 20% are unexplained, and those are the ones we concentrated on. This is a 7-year report based on pilots' reports and radar operators and other training services.
Well, the one out of five are the ones we're talking about. Now, the Air Force, which was the official United States representative speaking about this, I believe, issues reports regularly. I have the new one here. We called today down to Washington to get the very latest thing. And here is hello there. Well, how are you doing, Mother? Man in the Middle East. Man. I'm not deriding anything here. I'm an open-minded, I hope, curious about things that don't lie down and disappear. Let me quote Major Manson at Jack's Public Information Division Office Information. Department of the Air Force is at 1 o'clock this afternoon. The Air Force has responsibility for the air defense of the U.S. and is also interested in air phenomena. 16 years of tracking down reports, 9,000 of them. Not one has ever turned out to be a threat to American security, nor an example of advanced technology, nor of interplanetary or extraterrestrial origin. Well, that would seem to wash it out, or would it?
No. Not because of the evidence. They have, that's the policy they've had for the last 8 years.
When I read this, it just says that not one has ever turned out to be a threat to American security. Well, that's a judgment. Somebody has to decide if it's a threat. It may be there. A judgment is whether it's advanced technology. If you see something in the data, I think it's advanced. But the people see things and have reports. This report has been out, so. Notice the Project Blue Book thing. This is all old hat here, but let me read one more line. The unidentified group of the small group, and that's the one that contains a hypothesis concerning the cause or explanation of the report with a description of the object or its motion, which cannot be correlated with any known object or phenomenon. It gives itself away. If you don't know about it, we're going to ignore it. And that's what they are, unknown things, I say. Well, the positive evidence is how strong that is.
Well, it's so strong that our scientists and the technical consultants on our board have concluded, the majority of them, that these things are superior to anything that we know. They're under intelligent control. And since they are far beyond anything we have here, they must be extraterrestrial.
By superior, you mean faster?
Speed, for instance, the highest speed, and the Air Force admits this, the highest speed that has been definitely tracked on radar was over 9,000.
You mean the Air Force that says nothing from extraterrestrial space goes 9,000 miles an hour?
Well, that's the very odd part of it. They have all of these hundreds of cases. We have duplicates of about 400 of their cases. Now, that one in particular was where an object was seen, flying about 9,000 miles an hour, and several small objects came in and merged with it. Well, the assumption was that this was part of the carrier ship, but that was an official Air Force intelligence report.
I heard something about a report from the Navy found out in Maryland recently.
We have that. On December 19th, two radar operators in Patuxent tracked the objects going about 6,000 knots at 7,200 miles an hour. One of these objects made a very sharp 160-degree turn. Now, if you can think of anything that we have that would fly that fast in our atmosphere, it would disintegrate if it made a turn at that speed. So this is something revolutionary. And these men signed a report. I have a copy of one of those. And there was no question about it. It was released and approved by the operations officer at the Deutsche.
Of the Navy?
That's right.
What's the Air Force said?
The Air Force sent an intelligence officer over there and told these men not to talk about it. By that time, the story had leaked out. And they came back and they said, either the radar operators are incompetent or your radar wasn't working. But they never examined the radar.
Well, in other words, this whole book is a book full of assumptions, is that right?
No, they're really stuck. They started out at first very much worried about this. They thought maybe the Russians had jumped ahead of us to the aid of captured German sites. And then during World War II, they went back and they found out there were reports coming in of things going thousands of miles an hour and obviously beyond anything that we had at that time. So he ruled out any Earth-made device. Well, the next question was if they were extraterrestrial, were they hostile? So naturally, they threw a secret label on the project and kept it as long as they could. And they never have been able to find out what the backup was. So that's why it's secrecy.
Well, they don't all go that fast, because I've heard of some that
they can hover. After analyzing about 4,000 reports, we selected 750 that we put in this NICAP report. And it boils down to the fact that these things have some revolutionary power that induces an artificial gravity. They can accelerate to thousands of miles an hour very quickly. They can make right angle turns without airplane banks. Well, they don't have to do that. They can stop, reverse course. They can go vertically or descend vertically.
But has anyone ever come down to the ground where get your hands on it?
The Socorro case, I think you saw the picture of that, down in New Mexico last April, April 24, 1964. Now, the Air Force admits they have not been able to solve that case. This thing came down and was seen by a New Mexico patrolman, and as he came a little closer to it, it started to blast a flame from the bottom and took off and disappeared in a matter of seconds. Now, I have a letter from your friend Major Jacks sent to one of our members in which he says, we have no answer for this. We've never been able to solve it. But we don't concede this unknown vehicle was from outer space. So they do say there was a vehicle there, an unknown type of craft.
No wonder they keep it a secret. They don't know anything about it.
If I might interrupt for a second, Major, we'll be right back in just a moment with more about UFO. But first, something that is identifiable, a commercial. Outfit to see what happens with unidentified objects. The address of NICAP. If you, by the way, get a report or see something yourself and want to contribute, send it to NICAP, NICAP in Washington, D.C. The caliber of the people who send in the report, given what we're just talking about, is most, to me, impressive. The two NASA people, for example, you mentioned, and airline pilots, people who are sober, industrious citizens, they trained in many ways.
Even Air Force pilots send them in sometimes not without telling the Air Force.
Why is it after all these years they still seem to know so little about it? Don't they have any definite evidence?
They do have. They've had three different conclusions, and one of them that these things were interplanetary spaceships, and they sat on that for a long time. The monitor of our project has confirmed the fact there was a top secret report like that.
Well, that's pretty much like doctors. Whenever they can't figure out something, they say it's a virus. You know, it's the truth. They keep coming back to the same thing. They've proven nothing definite to them.
Well, they're on the spot because they denied it so long that now, when they finally do come out and say, well, we knew they were real, but we were doing it for the best interest of the public. Well, a lot of people down on Capitol Hill are going to be sore, and so will the press.
Major, when you use that phrase, they, I assume then you're talking about the United States government. Is the reason they don't want us, the people, to know about it, is it because they fear that the people will be unable to cope with the situation, or what?
Well, that was the first fear, that there would be hysteria, and I suppose there would be some excitement for 10 days, but after all, we've lived through the threat of the H-bomb and everything else, and I don't think you could be killed any more dead by some unknown space device than with an H-bomb. But it's just that down in the Pentagon, people get wrapped up and tied up in things. They stamp this top secret and that secret, and they hate to admit that they've been covering this up for a long time. They're afraid people will simply go to
the U2 we didn't have, I remember.
Well, actually, particularly if in July when the Mariner, is it the Mariner that's on the way to Mars? If they don't shoot back pictures of a lot of little green people, then it's going to knock this all to pieces, this whole thing.
Well,
now where are they coming from?
Not necessarily, because a scientist recently lectured to the Air Force cadets out at the Air Force Academy, and he believes in UFOs and told them so and said the evidence was strong and also believes there is intelligence on Mars. But the Air Force itself gave them an out because they said maybe there's a civilization which has gone underground. And if that's so, because of the lack of oxygen, they wouldn't anything show. See, these photographs will be taken from about 6,000 miles out.
Well, I honestly have never felt there was any life on the planet Mars because they've never asked the United States for a loan.
When Mariner goes by, you may see cut out of stone a word like, yes. This is a photograph. What's that?
That was it doesn't look close there, but it was a close encounter with a Navy Super Constellation transport, which was flying the Atlantic toward Gander, Newfoundland, and they saw this light, a group of lights down near the surface, and the pilot banked to take a look, and one of these objects immediately came up and almost collided with the transport, and then it reversed and came back and faced the constellation for about 10 seconds and so on. Well, he crawled out to an Indian village and they took him into a hospital. And he was in the hospital for a little while. Well, the first time I heard that, I thought that's bunk because we've just given the lie detector test to another man in Florida who made some very wild claim and he didn't pass the test. So I thought, well, look, this is the same thing. But since then, they sent out examiners and found out that ground around there was scorched where this object had touched down, and the tops of the trees were scorched and broken. And this man couldn't have climbed up the trees and broken it.
Which, to be honest, may have been probably an alligator gun.
Not even the Seminoles that were at war with the climate itself.
Well, we mow out over, gentlemen. We pause just briefly for this.
You know you're expecting.
We pause just briefly for this commercial message. I'll be right back.
I'm not going to have my name on it.
that was quite a while back, but after talking to classmates and naval academy men who had seen these things, veteran pilots and others, it's got to be about 100 pilots who've seen them. Well, they can't be crazy. They wouldn't be letting them fly.
What's your answer then to skeptics who say that anything as big as this, no government, including our own, could keep secret? That if there was such a thing as a UFO, or there were such things, that just by the sheer dint of the fact that it's such a big story, that they couldn't keep it secret?
Well, and the answer is it is a secret. They're trying to keep it secret, but organizations like ours, we have 6,000 members, of which about 5,000 are in the United States, all 50 states. We have members in the space programs, in all the armed forces, some up on Capitol Hill, and we're bound to get leaks. We get a lot of information. I don't see people are violating national security. They may be stepping over the line of military orders. But this is so big that it's bound to break out. Now, you take a statement by Vice Admiral Hillenkoetter, who was formerly head of the CIA, Central Intelligence Agency. He was on our board of governors for 5 years, and he finally made a statement. He said, these things are real, they're under intelligent control. It's important. It's so serious that Congress should have an investigation of them as soon as possible. Now, you wouldn't call him a crackpot. I could go ahead, if we had the time, and name 500 people right down the line who have the same high reputation responsibility. And they have taken the time to go through this. It would take you 3 weeks to go through the detailed reports in this book.
We have another thing called Manhattan Project, which is kept pretty secret.
Yeah, but do they actually feel that perhaps there are people in these various... There have only been two or three cases where people, serious people, claim to have seen it. Now, of course, there are plenty of crackpots that will say they've met long-haired, golden-haired men from Venus, and one man said he married a woman from Saturn, and all that sort of thing. We've been knocking those things down until it's a great pleasure to find one of those, because
I think Dave has spotted one.
Yeah. Looking around the building. But did you ever stop to figure that maybe the Martians are just shy?
That's possible. They said, we'll let them know we're around, but we don't want to be nosy.
Of course, the phrase intelligence, they say, do you think there is intelligence in other parts of the cosmos? That presupposes that we are intelligent here on Earth, and I think you might get an argument as to whether what we exhibit toward each other.
Do you really think a Martian would say that?
I don't know.
We must be so smart, because other planets have been around for maybe 2 or 3 million more years of culture. I wonder what they learned in 2 or 3 million years. They might even know more than we do.
I would hope so.
Oh, boy.
One point that you raised, if I may say this briefly, about how this could be hidden. But do you know that there's a very serious side to this? At least 3 Air Force officers have been lost chasing these things. There have been almost 100 airline passengers who have been injured when pilots took hasty evasions, either dived underneath one or zoomed over it. And a lot of these pilots support the Air Force. They say, why don't they tell us what to do when these things come in toward us or flies alongside?
Don't they show up on radar?
There's hundreds of cases on radar. The radar scope photos are classified by Air Force order. And there's an odd thing. Air Force order 200-2. Which shows that you take time to read that, and it proves it. It says nobody may mention this to anyone unless they're directed to do so. But we got a copy of it and started publicizing it. So what now? It's secret. You can't get a copy. Not even a member of Congress can get a copy of it.
Do you have a theory, Major, as to where they're from or what they indicate?
No, I only know this. The things are real, and they're certainly something beyond anything we have. And they seem to be entering into a new phase. There have been more of these touch-and-go landings than they have had for years. And the Air Force is still chasing with interceptors, and they may still be firing it. I don't know.
Why do you think they do not make themselves known if they are, or if there are people in them?
Well, for one thing, if somebody's chasing you with a jet and firing at you every time you come down close, it might not be encouraging. For one thing, then another thing, Dr. Hynek, who is the chief Air Force consultant on this program, says that they may not have speech systems. They may be using telepathy. And he's supposed to be a very serious scientist, as he suggested. In spite of that, down in Puerto Rico, in this huge radio astronomy base down there, they are now carrying on a classified program listening for messages from outer space.
Well, if there is such a thing as thought transference, Major, I would like to transfer.
I don't like to
anybody listening to
it.